All Net No Rim, we back with another video. I go by the name of Stealth, the producer. We got Doughboy Bush. What's good, my brother, man? He got the San Francisco 49ers hat on.
Yes, sir.
Representing the squad. Who we got this weekend?
We got the Texans at 10 o'clock.
Okay, that should be a dub. All right, so yeah, they just came out the Monday night game looking bad. So 49ers should go ahead and take that one.
Capitalize on it.
So, but anyway, all right. So if this is your first time to our channel, please hit that sub button, like, comment, subscribe. We would definitely appreciate it, and it goes a long way. We are trying to build this channel up, build this brand up, and I feel like, you know, we're gonna be hitting y'all with some good content. We're gonna keep getting better. The quality of the show has gotten better if you've been around since early on. You know what I'm saying? You know, we just keep getting better. We keep improving, and we're keep forward. You know, thinking forward on how we can build this thing up. So, but we need you guys to you know, what I'm saying, to help us do that. In order to do that, so please subscribe to the channel, like the video, and comment. Let us know what you think about today's topic, which is the continuation of our preview of each NBA team. Now, the season has started at this point, but we're still like one or two games in. So we're gonna try and knock all these teams out before like game five, right? You know what I'm saying? Around game five for each team or whatever. So, we finished the Eastern Conference. So please go check those videos out. We did our season preview of every single Eastern Conference team, and now we are starting the Western Conference. We're going to start with the Golden State Warriors today. So,
say you jumped right on into it.
Yeah, huh? we're going to start with the Golden State Warriors. And so, you know what? Fire off. You start. Just whatever's on your mind. I'll let you fire off, and then I'll just kind of piggyback off you.
Yeah, well, I know you're not high on this Golden State team. I know we've had talks offline.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, no. Now you're trying to plead the fifth and act like you don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about, y'all.
Some amnesia, huh?
Man.
I like this Golden State team. Okay. I like the roster currently right now. I know they have a couple little tweaks that I feel like they need to go ahead and address, and one of them is definitely being their five. They are undersized.
What you mean? They got Al Horford. What you mean? Al Horford. Horford.
He's a champion. He's a champion. He's a proven player in this league for quite some years, but you got to understand.
You know what it is with the Warriors, though? I don't mean to interrupt your point, but with the Warriors, I feel like they've never really had like that five that was like a centerpiece of like, oh, we got like a center now. They always kind of want somebody that could just set picks, maybe hit a stretch five, they could hit a three, you know, but they had Looney's, you know, here and there. Draymond, a small ball five. I remember they had Vili. They had Zaza Pachulia during that run, but never nobody like it. They never had like
Cousins.
Yeah. Oh, did they have Cousins, coming off his injuries? But besides that, I would say like he was probably like the best, and then he was coming off like injuries, so he wasn't that good at that point. Yeah. He was like the best center they've had in the last 10 years. So, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm just, for me, just looking and breaking down this roster, they do not have a legitimate five, like you just said. And I feel it. Okay, you signed Horford to go ahead and give you the experience, to go ahead and give you the championship pedigree, and to come over there to help out, you know, with these veterans and things of that nature. But they said earlier, you know, because I'm currently watching the game right now, is that Horford's not playing back-to-back games.
Oh, really?
On back-to-back
games. And I know Steve Kerr said he's capping him at 20 minutes a night. Yes, so he's not playing over 20. And I didn't know about the back-to-backs, but yeah.
Yeah. So when you look at that aspect of it, and then you look at this roster, it's like, who can play center?
What's there, right?
You got Trace Jackson Davis.
Yeah, I remember they liked Trace Jackson Davis like two seasons ago. They were kind of high on him.
They did.
And he had some really good games. But ever since then, the thing with the Warriors, and I've noticed this about their organization, and Steve Kerr and that coaching staff, if you have like a stretch of like three bad games, you're in that doghouse. But I think that's that championship pedigree thing they have going, you know what I mean? And they've been so used to like high quality play on the court and
players,
you know, high IQ, right? And if you don't lock in, if you mess up just a little bit and you kind of show like, okay, you're not picking it up. You see what they did with James Wiseman, who I feel like had a lot of promise. And I feel like if they would have worked with him a little longer, he would have figured it out, especially by now. Mm-hmm. What are we like 3 years? Yeah. No. This would have been his sixth year because he got drafted with LaMelo.
Let's say 5 years. Yeah.
He got drafted with LaMelo. Yeah. So this would have been year six. So you mean to tell me if he was in that system for six five seasons. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know.
I think they got restless with that.
They wanted
a prove it now type player. Yeah. And I felt like with him being the number one overall pick during that draft, they felt like his production and
correct me if I'm wrong, and I know we're kind of going backwards, y'all, when I talk about the worst right. currently, but wasn't, I want to say like Steph was hurt. It was some injuries around that time.
Yes, it was.
Like, so he was kind of like playing with the bums. I almost said the bums, but yes. Like, you know, the backups. And he didn't really get a chance to like.
It was during time frame that so Steph was hurt. Clay was
they
out.
Gave up on him too early, in my opinion. They gave up on him too early. But back to now.
But right, and they haven't found that since then. Just yet.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're going to go ahead and try to look for that during the trade deadline, depending on how their season looks and what their standings could be about that time in February. So it's going to be interesting to kind of look at that. Mm. Another thing I would say about this too as well is that I feel like they need to find them a legitimate point guard. They got Brandon playing in that position right now. I know I posted it up on my Threads account that I felt like Steve Kerr and them could go ahead and put him to the bench and let him go ahead and work the second strings.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And get them kind of pumped up. But they got to figure out who they're going to go ahead and put to that spot. I know Moody has been out.
What happened with Draymond being the point forward? Where did that – I feel like that stopped about three, maybe four-ish, like kind of tapered off. Remember he was like the initiator? The
point forward. Yeah, he was initiator.
And that's when they were at their best. What happened to that?
I think they kind of stopped once Jimmy Butler came on board.
No, it stopped before that. It stopped before that. Yeah. Because remember they had Jordan Poole, they brought Chris Paul in a couple seasons ago. Yeah, yeah. Brandon Prajinski, you know, I think does he start now?
Brandon does start, and that's the reason why I was saying that they can go ahead and probably find another point guard to start for them.
Okay.
For me, I don't feel like he should be in the starting lineup. No disrespect.
I don't either.
Him, you know,
I don't either.
But I just don't feel like for him, for this team and what they're looking for right now, currently to try to get back into the finals and win them another ring before it's all said and done, Brandon is not your starting guard. Now, he has a lot of great tangibles about him when he is on the floor.
Hard work. He seems like he's picked up in their system pretty quickly, fairly quickly. Yes, but the thing about it is talent. Do you have the talent?
You have the
mentality. You know, you're able to pick up on, you know, their scheme and how they want to play and the Warriors culture, right? But do you have the talent in order to continue to get better, grow in the system as a player and be an NBA starting point guard? I don't see that.
I don't either.
You know,
not right now.
No.
And so I feel like they can go ahead and address that for me, so that way they can go ahead and kind of compete with some of the elite teams like the Denver Nuggets, the Oklahoma City Thunder, you know. So with that being said, those are two areas I need to go ahead and address. Now, I don't know. Like I said, age has played a factor on this team for the last 2 or 3 years. I know they're not getting any younger. You know, you're looking at Jimmy Butler being 36, Steph being 37, Draymond being 35. You know, and you're talking about
GP2 got 32 quick. I feel like he was a young cat a minute ago. Now he's 32. Right.
So when you look at this team is getting kind of old in a sense.
Mm. No, ain't no in a sense. Your three main guys are all 35 and up.
Oh, right. Definitely. So, and we are seeing that this league is now going to a young team.
You need a mix of both. And I think that's what they're trying to do with the Brandon Prajinski, with the Kamingas and things like that.
Kamingas, again, Moses Moody.
He was a guy who I feel like they liked a little early on. Now he's kind of like falling out of the lineup a little bit. He's making almost $12 million a year.
Well, he's actually hurt right now, so that's why he hasn't been playing.
Okay,
so he's actually hurt right now.
But even before that, last season, I feel like his tick wasn't consistent.
Yeah.
Let's just kind of go over to some of these salaries. Jimmy Butler almost $55 million a year. Steph Curry about $60 million a year. Draymond Green 25. Buddy Hill is making about 9.2. And then, you know, Al Horford about 5. So a whole lot of money between Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry. So those guys, what that tells me is they're banking on those two guys, right? That's $100 million. That's over $100 million between those two players. So
yes,
they're really banking on them to figure it out. And they, you know, I know last season during the playoffs, a lot of people felt like they had like they made like a run, right? Oh, if Steph Curry was healthy, they would have beat Minnesota. I didn't feel that way. Now, we would never know what would have happened if Steph Curry was healthy, but Minnesota went on to win. I still don't, I'm looking at this roster again, going back to piggyback from, off what you said starting off. I really don't see this team being a competitor for a championship right now, because I'm looking at other teams. Let me just kind of go through these teams. I like the Thunder better than them right now. I like the Rockets better than them right now. I like the Nuggets better than them right now. I like the Mavericks better than them right now. I like the Clippers roster better than them right now. I like Minnesota now, better than them right now. That's a team that's been to the Western Conference Finals 2 years in a row. So yeah. I got them like, I really got them as a playing team. They're going to be like six and down in my opinion. And then, I mean, well, they're not going to be top four. They're not going to be top four.
I don't know, man.
I just gave you four. Okay. Mavericks? No. No. Houston? No. OKC? No. Denver? No. No. They're not better. They're not going to be better than any four of those teams. That's going to be your top four teams.
I think they're going to be they're going to definitely be a playoff team. I don't see them being a playoff team.
Okay, let me kind of go back to that. I want to finish this point. I want to hit home with this one.
All right.
Again, Mavericks, Rockets, Thunder, and Denver. Can we agree that those four teams are better than the Warriors right now?
Yes.
Now we're kind of going in. There's only eight teams that make the playoffs, right? So now we got to go to that bottom four. I feel like that's the top four. Clippers, are you taking the Warriors roster over the Clippers roster right now?
The Clippers roster does look better, but they're too inconsistent, man.
So I agree, but let's just go off the roster right now. Harden, James Collins, Zubac.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. All right. So that's five teams right there, right? That you're gonna have to compete with. Yep. Minnesota, that team's been to the...
They're not better than
that. Thank you. So that's six teams. Now you're looking at 7 and 8. They're going to be battling... 7, 8, 9, and 10 are playing teams. I feel like they're going to be in that group of 7, 8, 9, 10 for a playing spot. And they might not get it depending on the matchups, who they play, where things are at that time in April. I don't like this team. I don't.
I think if they get off to a fast start, and can be at the top half of 1 through 5 and stay and remain consistently there.
It's gonna be tough. It's gonna be tough for the team.
It's definitely gonna be tough for sure. No doubt about it. It's definitely gonna be tough. I don't feel like they're playing.
I do.
I feel like they're gonna be a playoff.
I disagree.
I feel like they're gonna be a playoff.
So you're saying they're gonna be six and up. Because a playing is 7 and down, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah,
that's playing.
No.
You don't think they're gonna be a playing a team?
I definitely feel like that.
So they're gonna be in the top six.
I feel like that, yes.
We already agree that they're not better than the top four. So now you're saying that they're gonna knock out Minnesota. You're saying they're gonna knock out Clippers. You're saying they're knock out Lakers. Like, yeah, these guys, they're I need to mention older, them.
Still a tough team. Yeah. I mean, I'm gonna stand 10 toes down on this. I do.
But you saying that? I think you're saying it out of nostalgia and just because it's the Warriors and it feels like they should be there, right? And I get that. But when you look at the landscape, I'm talking about you. You gotta look at the landscape.
The landscape is messed up.
That's what I'm saying. For them, it's not in their favor.
It's an uphill battle for them.
Yeah, it's not in their favor at all.
And that's the reason why I said if they stay 1 through 5, at least by All-Star break and could continue to stay somewhere around there hovering. If they go on a 5-game losing streak, come back, win a couple games, and then go ahead and lose.
I think for them to do that, there's going to have to be a couple other teams that collapse or injured. I think
when we talk about the Clippers, that's one thing I'm going to go ahead and address, because I do feel like the Clippers are going to be one team that's going to go ahead and fold.
And I agree with you on that.
They're known to do that.
I feel you on that, and I see what you're saying. Clippers could be either be really good or be like, what the good fuck?
Or just terrible.
Like, what are y'all doing? So I agree with you on that for sure. And we're going to talk about the Clippers too, but we kind of gave it away. But that's pretty much what we think about them. But it's again, we haven't mentioned the Lakers a lot already.
No, we have not.
What are they going to be? As long as you have
Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry on your team and Draymond, you still have a fighting chance.
That's how y'all feel. That's how y'all feel. Chance. And again, good players, but I think I don't want to get into that right now. We're kind of going long in this video. I don't want to go too. We're almost hitting 20 minutes, and I don't want to go 20 minutes. Okay. You say they're going to be in the top six because you're basically saying they're going to make the playoffs.
Yes, they're no playing team.
I say play-in, and nothing is guaranteed once you're in the play-in because you can get beat on any given night. Sometimes it's sudden death, especially when you get to that sudden death group. Yeah. So
it gets ugly.
Yeah, because I mean, like I said, I mean, people are playing desperate. You know what I'm saying? And you might get an away game. You might just have an off night, and now it's like, oh, we're not in the playoffs. So I say playing. Doughboy says they are going to be in the playoffs. They will not be a playing team. He's saying they're going to be top six. I don't think they're top six because we already talked about the top four, and I feel like now you're talking about the next four, which I feel like is Minnesota, Lakers, Clippers. And then it's kind of like eight. You might got the Kings. You might got the Grizzlies. So
we're talking about those teams later on.
We're gonna get to that. So man, yeah, this was a good one, man. I feel like we could have kept this one going a little bit longer, but we're trying to condense these single team clips. You know what I'm saying? To around 10 minutes or so give or take. But yeah, so that's our take on the Golden State Warriors for this upcoming NBA season. If this is your first time to our channel, please hit that sub button, like, comment, subscribe, do all that. You know what I'm saying? Let us know what you think about the Golden State Warriors this upcoming season. Also, too, check out your podcast app on your iPhones. Search All That No Rim. If you don't have an iPhone, just go to Spotify, go to Amazon, all that. You know what I'm saying? Go to your podcast outlets and, search All That No Rim. But we will be there. Please support the podcast, man. We would definitely appreciate it. And we're going to have some long form content, too. Right now, we're just doing just previews of each team. But, we're going to have some long form content for y'all to want to work out, or if you clean the house, or you in the car driving, you go, put us on and just vibe out, man. So we would definitely appreciate that. All That No Rim, Stealth the Producer, Doughboy Bush. We're going to be back at y'all with the next team. And yeah, we out of here, man. Peace.